Nathan Zgura here with one of the Browns' three first-round picks, defensive back Jabril Peppers. Jabril, welcome back to Berea.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So first walkthrough here in the NFL. What was it like out there today?
It was a good feeling, man. I actually just played football again. It's just been a long time coming. The draft process was extremely excruciating. So just feel good to run around a little bit, you know. So I'm happy. You know, we have another walkthrough and a practice later that I'm looking forward to as well. So, you know, I'm excited.
What did Hugh Jackson say to you before you guys took the field here today?
We're about to embark on our new legacy, you know, our new careers, and, you know, this is the start to it. So, you know, you decide what kind of mark you want to leave.
Greg Williams obviously had some words for you right after you were drafted, and I'm sure he had some more for you here today. What's it like being coached by Greg Williams?
It's going to be good, man. You know, you want a guy who's going to be hard on you, expect nothing but the best from you, and, you know, that's what he does, and not just to me, but, you know, for everyone, other guys out here, you know, so it's going to be fun, man. You know, you like playing for a fiery coach, you know, especially if you're a fiery kind of player, high octane, high energy, man. You know, I just look forward to making them look good.
That's right. Who's more high energy, would you say, Greg Williams or Mr. Harbaugh?
I mean, you know, both those guys are, you know, great coaches, but, you know, they're different in their own unique ways, but high energy is something they both definitely have. So, you know, I can't, you know, because when you compare, you know, someone always gets diminished. So, you know, I love both these guys, and, you know, I'm going to love playing for them. So, you know, I'll leave it at that.
So last year, for the benefit of your team, you played a position that you probably weren't going to play in the NFL. Yeah. What's it like going in that transition back to a defensive back, and do you have a clear idea of kind of what your role is going to be yet in this defense?
You know, it's becoming more clear. You know, I definitely think, you know, as I show them that I can do, you know, a little more, you know, it'll definitely become more clear. But, you know, playing linebacker, you know, at 200 pounds, you know, definitely wasn't the easiest thing to do. I definitely think it helped as far as my football savvy, learning how to be in the box, learning how to read, you know, offensive fronts and, you know, things like that. But, you know, just being back in the defensive backfield, man, it just feels like I'm back at home. You know, I'm out there making calls and, you know, calling out defenses and, you know, things like that. So I'm just excited, man. Everything is going to be a process. It's all about, you know, being developed, and, you know, I have the best guys to do so. So I'm pretty stoked.
What's one word you'd use to describe this style of defense you're going to play here under Greg Williams?
Nasty.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. I heard you guys say come get some, so that's part of the nastiness there?
Yeah, that's it. Come bring it on, baby. We ain't running from nobody.
How excited are you for your first actual practice? I know it's only been a walkthrough so far. How excited are you for the practice this afternoon?
I'm very excited. You know, I'm kind of jittery right now just thinking about it. You know, we have a couple more hours of meetings, so, you know, I got to, you know, refocus for those. But, you know, once we get back out here, it's all football, baby, and that's what we love to do. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited.
All right, well, we're excited to see you, Jabril. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.